Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, good morning to everybody. Hope all is well, and if not, you know, continue to look at God and He'll make a way for all your situations that you need in life. You just got to keep your mind focused on Him and stay focused, because things will come to distract you, and people will also, only if you let it distract you. So you got to stay focused. Today's topic is, when you're focused, nothing can stop you. When you keep focused on what you're trying to get to, you can't nobody stop you. Nothing or nobody. People will come in and try in situations, use situations to come and stop you from focusing, or use certain things to stop you from focusing. But when you focus, you powerful, because you can do anything. It's like that confidence. You know, nobody can tell you what you can't do. But it's hard to stay focused at times. That's why you actually need God to help you stay focused. Because without it's easy to be, without Him, without Jesus, it's easy to be distracted. I want to read Psalms 42. As the deer pants for the water brook, so my pants, my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept the pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar, deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him to help the help of my countenance in my God. You have to stay focused on whatever you're trying to be successful in, or what the areas of your life that you're trying to make better, or you personally trying to focus on yourself to make you a better person so you can make a better life for you. And many times, you know, a lot of people ain't going to support you while you focus. So, I mean, you got to keep going no matter who don't support you when you need it, because at the end of the day, when you get to the finish line, you're going to see people that ain't never supported you before supporting you like they was there from the jump. But you focus on you, you know, make changes in you so you can make changes on the outside in your life. When you're focused, you are so powerful. Can't nobody stop you. Can't nobody touch you. You grind, you do you, and then it all comes together. I'm going to play a song by Sway K, Lyrics of My Life.
I bang. I was born a fool, had a steam, but always mellow on the scene. I swear I smoke so much, before I knew how to roll green. Always had some haters, never kept them on the team. Making time for them, why whatever do you mean? They really hate me ballin' cause I shine like Mr. Clean. How I just walk in the house and I'm taking over lean. No, I didn't write the script, but I'm changing up the scene. Say they really winning, yet not always what it seems. We started from the bottom up and still going to the atmosphere with finally cut. Problems put them out like butts. You see, they ain't no butts. And if they is, I'm hitting with some uppercuts. Lyrics of my life, won't you read on up? Lyrics of my life, you ain't had enough. If I up here in front of mics, turn the volume up. Chilling with the flow, watch the style erupt. Nice, yeah. For sure, you know. Lyrics of my life, hey. Whoa, Dean Fady.
Again, that was Sway K, Lyrics of My Life. But you got to stay focused, though. You'll be able to make more moves because your mind will be clear and focus on the exact thing you're trying to get to. When you're not focused, you go down the wrong path, and people have you on paths that they own, and that's not where you supposed to be at, or you'll be out here doing things you're not supposed to be doing that keeping you away from being a better you or doing better in your life. For example, with school, I had to stay focused in that because if I didn't focus, I would have never finished. Like, I'm graduating in June with a AA in general studies, and then I'm graduating with the AA in sociology. Well, general studies was social science and behavior with one AA with the general studies, and the other one is an AT, an AA transfer in sociology. I'll be in Dominguez Hills in the fall. So if I didn't stay focused through that long, hard, difficult journey of a community college, I would have never made it to graduation or to further myself in my education. It didn't come easy at all. I had to battle things. I was going through things. I mean, everybody always going through things, still going through things. But with God on my side, I was able to keep pushing, even in my weaknesses, because God give us strength to keep going. You just have to keep your mind on him so he can have you focus on where he wants you to go. This life is not about us. This is about where God wants us to be and who he wants us to help. But in the midst of it, everybody ain't going to treat you right. And everybody ain't going to be supportive as you need them to be. So you need God because a lot of our weaknesses, you know, that'll make us give up. And, you know, where we're weak at, that's where God gives us strength to keep going and not give up and stay focused and determined to have ambition and motivation, even when things are coming against us. But in due time, you know, everything gonna be all right. It's just a process we gotta go through. I mean, it's a process to change, you know. You can't change just overnight. You have to go through the processes of changing. And in the process, that's where many of us give up. When we're trying to stay focused to get to where we need to be or where we want to be during a process, we give up because that's where all the, you know, damage mostly happens in the process. But if you keep going and don't stop no matter what comes against you or who comes against you. You're going to be powerful, unstoppable. Nobody can touch you. And you're going to have haters and you're going to lose friends and people ain't going to like it because everybody ain't focused on themselves or focused on where they want to be in life. A lot of people don't even know what they want to do with their life. That's why a lot of people settle for less. But when you don't settle for less, you know, you're going to have haters coming. You're going to have them coming from everywhere, and you ain't going to even know why they hating. But it's something in you that's making them hate. It could be how you motivate yourself, how you encourage yourself to keep going, how you fight to keep going, how you never back down from anything, but you just learn from it and you never let it hinder you, but you let it make you better to progress even better, you know. It's never an option to quit. You just got to fight and keep going, you know. And having your mind clear and staying focused on the goal you're trying to obtain, then, man, you got to do whatever it needs to be done. You have to separate yourself from people because everybody is not going down the same road that you're going down. So in order to stay focused, most times you're going to have to eliminate people and you're going to have to, you know, walk your journey. Can't nobody hold your hand walking this journey either. You have to hold your head up high. You know, be rooted in God's word so he can strengthen you when you're weak and you're able to just bounce back quickly and not stay in a mode where you get depressed or just can't function right or just want to quit or want to give up. And, like, sometimes we go through so much and we get so far and then we get tired of going through what we're going through and we just give up. It's not the time to give up. It's the time to strengthen yourself, build yourself, and keep going. You can't stop. It's not an option to fail. I want to read a poem by Crystal S. Kaufman. It's called Coming Home. You're the one I took to when my life falls apart. You have had me in your hands from the start. My life was bleak when I decided to move away. So today I come back home to you, and here I will stay. I know you will accept me so I don't feel an ounce of fear. I am humbled on my knees and silently listening to hear. Where do I go next as I choose to let you guide me? You are the only one in this world that can set me free. Only you know where my life will ultimately lead. I haven't forgotten that I gave you my heart and it's deep. I have stumbled through life and looked for guidance from all. Instead, I found a ton of strength the moment I took my fall. I will continue to grow in the ways you choose for my life, despite the trials and tribulations that will cut like a knife. Lord, I know you are in control of my life and my future. Therefore, the peace will replace the temporary sutures. Again, that was Coming Home by Crystal S. Kaufman. Man, God is going to lead you. You just have to, you know, open up your mind and heart to accept him in your life so he can lead you, so you can be humble, so you can stay focused. See, when we're just moving and doing things, we can't really hear from God or what he's trying to tell us because God talks to our spirit. And most of the times when you're doing too much, you can't really grasp what God is trying to tell you. It also comes with, you know, spending time with him, meaning in his word, reading your Bible, listening to gospel music. You know, you have to feed your soul or it is not going to work. You're going to have problems trying to stay focused because you can't live in this world and not have spiritual knowledge. It's not going to work because part of us is, well, we are a spirit in the human body. So when you don't feed your spirit, you are not going to be on the right track. You're going to act foolishly. You're going to be misled. You're going to let people make your heart stone cold. And, you know, there's too many people out here like that already. Focus on better you so you can do better. And when you focus on you giving your all and never settle for less, it's going to be times where you want to quit and give up and settle for something, but you know deep down inside in your heart that ain't what you want to do or what you want to be. So you have to keep going and not settling and focus on your goals you want to get to. It's a fight. It's a fight, and it's a battle. Will you overcome it, or will you let it overcome you? Will you make it better, or will you make it, or you let it make you bitter? You know, it's all on us how we look at it and how our outcome of any situation is. You know, so we are control of our own lives with the help of God, and staying focused, we're gonna get to where we need to be. And we're during the journey in the process to change, you're going to be stronger, wiser, and better. You know, we need more wisdom, you know, so we can make right decisions in life. But it all comes with growing. You have to grow. Being focused, meaning you have to grow. And a lot of people don't want to grow. But in due time, everybody ain't going to have no chance but to grow, because people are going to be tired of going through the same thing and being in the same situation.
Boricua, fly, spirits on the earth, represents his birth, going rap till it's dirt, covers my body, wrap me in stone, and my soul moves on, and my people's back home. Boricua, fly, spirits on the earth, represents birth, going rap till it's dirt, covers my body, wrap me in stone, and my soul moves on and on and on and on and on. Rosy chow, funky sounds, flow like the nap, spit crack like I came out the valve, chip suit, smile, the eyes. Skin brown like Nino, with more sugar than El Nino. Latino, yeah. I represent kids, so fresh, so clean. My new name's disinfected. Never been a fool, I know shit gets hectic, so I follow who and kept my neck protected. Might check it, got your girl naked in my room Sunday morning, serving me breakfast. It's a boogie dance fest, show up your B-axes and rap like this. Boricua, fly, spirits on the earth, reppin' since birth, going rap till it's dirt. Covers my body, wraps me in stone, and my soul moves on, and my people's back home. Boricua, fly, spirits on the earth, reppin' since birth, going rap till it's dirt. Covers my body, wraps me in stone, and my soul moves on and on and on and on. Shout out to all my New York weekends, the real live from the projects of Puerto Rican, the Burnside, even though we still in the struggle. Our heads high, cause it's live, just before Boricua, from man, why? Taino warrior, Spanish blood proud, from La Bella to Astoria. Rest in peace, bitch. Shout my cousin Gloria, Rosie Pops, brothers and sisters. I rep for all of ya. Abuela, you know I love ya, hun. All my aunts, uncles, my cousins, that nigga Jason. Big Tom, rest in peace, you was amazing. Boricua, going all out until it's all done. Boricua, fly, spirits on the earth, reppin' since birth, going rep till it's dirt. Covers my body, grasp me in stone, and my soul moves on, and my people. Back home, Boricua, fly, spirits on the earth, reppin' since birth, going rep till it's dirt, covers my body, wraps me in stone, and my soul moves on and on and on and on and on.
That was by Bicycle Tony, Boricua 1-2. Okay, stay focused, folks. It's a lot of distractions in the world that's going to come against you. And as many of it we ain't going to like, but we got to, you know, keep our head up and just keep moving. It's a challenge. And it's a struggle. The struggle is real. The struggle is really real. But God is real too. And, you know, he allow us to go through some things to make us better, to, you know, renew our minds, you know, clean our heart, you know, because sometimes evil thoughts and evil ways can, you know, come in and just mess everything up. And it's not always easy to stay positive because things will come against you to make you think negative, especially when you're always positive. That's why you have to have a relationship with God, because in our weaknesses, he gives us strength. And without him giving us strength in our weaknesses, that's why people are not focused. That's why people are on the wrong path, you know. That's why people out here killing other people. That's why folks don't want to stay in school or, you know, finish school, because it's a battle and it's a fight. And if you give up, you're never going to finish what you started. You're going to always keep stopping and restarting is only delaying the process even more, because you have to stop and keep restarting. And nobody wants to stop something and keep restarting it. That's why we have to have the right mind frame to stay focused, because it's not easy to stay focused. Many times you're going to be by yourself walking down your own journey when you're trying to make a change. You know, everybody ain't going to be there for you. You're going to have to fight this battle by yourself with you and God. But if you ain't got God to help you fight the battle, then you in it by yourself, and which is going to cause way more, you know, stress and stuff. So, I mean, stay focused. Never give up. You got to keep your mind right, you know. And some people you have to stay away from, because some people are negative. Some people are not going where you're going or going anywhere at all. And, you know, they don't like when somebody else is ahead of them. So they'll try to throw you off track so you can stay stuck where they at. And nobody wants to keep being stuck. Not at all. Devil trying to steal my joy. No Kmart play toy. Why devils never want to see us succeed, so we can kill over money, greed. Knowledge is what many lack in life every day. It's an experience to grow, either in rain, sunshine, or snow. Renewing the mind is a challenge of its own. Don't misuse people for our blessings to prolong. People take kindness for weakness. It's truth in what I speak. Most people can't handle lyrical heat. Oh! Nah, I just say. But man, my lyrics be real, and I'm just trying to make a change in the world, because our world needs it. And it's a battle for me every day to try to make a change in the world, where you always got somebody hating for no reason, or you got people coming against you for no reason, or people competing with you for no reason. And there's really no reason to compete in life with anybody, because for one, everybody got their own journey to go down, and, you know, everybody fighting their own battles, and, you know, everybody dealing with something. You know, it's a battle everybody dealing with to stay focused. But without God, it's really hard to stay focused. And people need God in their life. A lot of people don't even believe in God, but you really need him in your life, because he gives you his peace that only he could give in times of storms and whatever you're going through. See, a lot of people live outside in, and they outside looking good, but the inside of their spirit is all damaged, hurt, tore up. That's why people act foolish, misuse people, abuse people, cold-hearted, don't care, and just have an attitude where it's like, oh, well, I don't care. I have the attitude, and, you know, I don't give a what, you know? But it's not good to be like that, because you only hinder yourself and you hinder people around you with that type of attitude. That's why you have to be around people that have, you know, humble themselves and, you know, see life in a different perspective and want to do better and be better and make a change, you know. It's a battle, like I keep saying, it's battle and it's hard. But with God, he makes it smooth. It ain't smooth selling, but with God, he gives you his peace that only he could give you. And when you acknowledge him and have a good relationship with him, then you're going to be focused on the right path and going in the right directions. And things are going to come against you still with God on your side. You're still going to have trials and tribulations. But one thing, God is going to keep you focused in the areas where you need to be focused. You know, you might drift off, but he's going to bring you right back. You might drift off again, but he's going to bring you right back. Because our thoughts are not God's thoughts. And during the process of change, it does get frustrating. And it really does. It's like, God, come on now. Like, where you at? Where you at? Like that Boost Mobile commercial. Where you at? But as many times, you know, he gonna test you and, you know, see if he don't do it for you right then and there when you want him to. Are you still gonna trust him? Are you still gonna have faith in him? Are you gonna, you know, be like, oh, well, it ain't no God because he didn't do this for me right then and there. But it going through the process matures us. We grow. You have to grow in order to elevate. And, you know, you're going to come out with a, well, I have a song, and I say, I'm going to come out with a marvelous testimony. Like, what you go through is only a testimony for somebody else to come out of whatever they're going through. So, in the end, when you really look at it, it is for our good, but the part of the process and going through that makes you be like, you know what? But when you go through the process and keep going, you come out on the finish, you come out on the other side at the finish line and you be like, oh my God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Like, oh my God, you start to look back over what you've been through and what you went through to get you where you at right now. So from the beginning to the end of your journey, you have to stay focused, especially if you want to better yourself. You can't get thrown off track by anybody or anything, because sometimes it's hard to refocus on what you was focusing on. And sometimes for some people, it's probably hard to get back on track, you know? And it's like everybody out here need help in one way or another. But it's so many people that are selfish and evil hearted and only think about themselves. So it's like, you don't like people to help you because then people throw it back in your face. But it also is some people that do help you that don't throw it back in your face. God will put the right people in your life to get you where he needs you to be. All you have to do is stay focused. And let me repeat this, though. It's hard. It's not easy at all to stay focused. It's not. Because some things you're going to have to sacrifice. Not some things, a whole lot of things. But like I said, in the end, it'll all be worth it. My God is awesome. Believe that pain brings more strength. Devils don't like that. Call it flowetry. What you know about that? Stay in your lane. Don't get trapped. Setbacks for major comebacks. Some of these rappers' lyrics real whack. Like save them, reread, replace them. This industry is full of devils controlled by money. And fame get paid to be slaved on what we steal in those days. Minds need change. Jesus died to bring change. Save lost souls. Dreams on froze. Heartless cold. Dreams on froze. Heartless cold. being evil, people hinder themselves and they don't even understand. They don't see it. But in due time, God will show everybody themselves. And another thing, you don't have to expose fake people, because in due time, fake people going to expose themselves.
You don't know, yo, the struggles I fight. And now my vision, yo, is black and white. What I like is just like, and when it comes to this system, yo, I know my rights. So I keep pushing, yo, with all my might. Living like it's 1999. Yo, two, I'm in the pine, yo, it's one fist up, representing my pride. Yo, the city came home, me, it's washboarding and press. No dirty line through the air, no loopholes, my affairs, I'm airtight. Go hard like the white, yo, against the grain, bloody flame, lawless, pausing my hustle. I go knuckle for knuckle, in the street dodging, I remain crunching. Get it in with the gorillas in the eight. It's money over fame, so never let the police know your number pledges. It's just a part of my gangster nature, no one can do it better. Yo, I'm fresh about the pantry, with that dope you just can't say no to, Nancy. So stop hating, as I party with my nation. Yo, we overthrowing the government, thinking over the system with our own street legend. So go ahead, yo, and measure the coke. You never go for broke, as the world turns to earth.
And now my vision, yo, is black and white. What I like to dislike, and when it comes to the system, yo, I know my rights. So I keep pushing, yo, with all my might. Living like it's 1999.
That's right.
Yo, two, I'm in the pond, yo, it's one fist up, representing my pride.
Protest, protest. Life is getting grotesque. People seeming hopeless and losing all focus.
Uh-huh.
The prophecy has been reached. We're playing the cards for them and losing at every hand. That's why I don't fear opponents. We've been at the worst and seen the many warnings. I'm talking the dangers of growing up in this California. They're shooting up all the homies. Some were just walking lonely, innocently killed. Now another mother is mourning, but maybe she's not. Cause no one has been around. The city is full of sounds, but nothing from out his mouth. We searched all doubts, east, west, north, and south. And all we found was a body as cold as a knife house. Me and my brother Mac was in a state of our own shock. We grew up to violence and had a share of duck in the shot. That's why it's no love there, and people are moving out. But not us, homie, we got our feet embedded in ground here. That's all we know.
Yo, the struggles are fight. And now my vision, yo, is black and white. What I like is dislike, and when it comes to the system, yo, I know my rights. So I keep pushing, yo, with all my might. Living like it's 1999. Yo, two, I'm in the pine, yo, it's one fist up, representing my pride.
We're down here in the streets of Long Beach, and there's so many people out here, it's loud, they're protesting, everybody's screaming for rights. We got Kareem Ali here, and he has something
to say. Give me the mic, man. Yo, we need reparations out here. These kids are dying. There ain't no food out here. There ain't nowhere to go after school. Come on, dude. Y'all got to come down here and help. Where's the government? That's why we don't vote. Y'all don't help. These kids dying. Miss Johnson just lost her 14-year-old straight bully. You just playing at the park. Come on, man. Come on. We need realness out here. You cats want a floss? Come to the hood and help. This is where we at. We working.
In order to make change, you gotta be change. So you have to change yourself in order to change the world, whatever, your life, you know. You have to focus on you, make yourself better so you can be a better person, so you can live a better life. And so you won't have to keep going through it and having no one there to support you or no one there to believe in what you believe in. But as long as you believe in yourself and stay focused on you and add God to the equation, you gonna be all right. Like Kendrick Lamar said, you gonna be all right. We all gonna be all right. Every day we just gotta wake up to a fight, but everything gonna be all right. I want to read a song. I mean, I want to read a poem, excuse me, by Terry Webb called Give Me Peace. Peace of mind is all I want, but peace is hard to find. We're told to bless our enemies, yet they are still unkind. God is in control. I know I need not doubt or fear. Though my enemies rise against me, God is always near. The mighty hand of God will move to wipe them all away. Then the righteous shall have peace forever in a day. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Topic was, when you're focused, nothing can stop you. You become powerful. You make more moves. Let nothing and no one distract you. People are going to hate, especially if they're not focused and succeeding and heading to their dreams or, you know, what their hearts desire. Focus on being better so you can do you and be a better you and give it your all. Never settle for less. No focus delays the process. No focus delays the progress. And that's it, you know. Stay focused, folks. Wherever you headed, wherever you're going, keep your focus. And keep God on your side because you need him. Even though some people don't think they do, you really need him. Because you ain't going to be able to bounce back from anything that's trying to set you back. Keep it positive. Keep doing you. If you got to eliminate some folks, eliminate some folks. You got to subtract the add. You got to subtract the add. But to be a better you, you got to make some adjustments. God bless you all. No one's perfect, but keep doing you, and you be the best you could be, and then that's all what you need to do. God bless. One love, lyrical poet, Big Dreams at Lake.